I Won Practice podcast, episode one. We are currently, it's the 17th. So Friday, right before the Jeddah Classic. No, Jeddah day two, day one, part two.
Second qualifier.
That's the thing. Are either of you currently qualified for the Classic?
Negative.
Okay.
Negative.
Is Jordan? I guess I'll ask Jordan that.
He's negative.
I don't think anybody here has qualified yet.
Precision Sonar is doing well.
That's right.
We know our market. So neither of you have qualified. I know I'll ask Jordan, but I know he said this week for practice has not been stellar. He went out yesterday and I'll let him tell that story. But do either of you have
it's called sandbagging.
I just kind of assumed. I'm assuming both of you have a plan going in tomorrow. Joe, do you want to share your thoughts on it?
I mean, I've got the biggest thing for me tomorrow is just getting in the boat, starting the boat, making sure everything works. As far as fishing goes, I really have no clue what I'm going to do. I'll probably fish shallow a little bit, fish deep a little bit. It is just, for me, it's pinata fishing at its finest. I just take my rod and just start swinging it around, trying to hit things. I'm just flailing. That's what I got.
Right now on Kentucky Lake, that describes it. Catching from 6 inches deep to 30 foot deep and everywhere in between.
Now, if I'm correct in understanding this, so the first qualifier was a 5 fish limit. This one's a 3. So in y'all's opinion, how much does that format change as far as like your approach going into it?
I think it changes a lot for me, big time.
How so?
I have the opportunity to catch a limit.
See, that's a controversy every single 3 fish tournament because everybody's used to 5 fish. I personally don't look at it too much differently because the way I like to fish is I try and get around as many, where I can get the most amount of bites anyway. So that's not going to change for me. I just want to get around as many fish, try and catch as many as possible and hopefully run into a good fish or two. And you know, right now, I mean, there's so many fish doing so many different things and, it's really just whoever catches that right fish, really.
I couldn't tell you from experience. I've never hit limit in any tournaments that I've fished.
You fish them often?
Nope, don't fish at all. Yeah. So.
Hence.
Never
hit a limit.
Yeah, I've never hit a limit before. So is there anything you guys want to talk about before going into it? I mean, where do you guys think, obviously, the plan is to win it or at least cash a check tomorrow. But realistically, where do you guys think you'll end up? Just predict a place.
The goal is to qualify. And so in the Jeddah qualifiers, they take the top 30. And then in the second one, it's you can't have any double qualifiers. So if anyone in the top 30 from the first one made it into the top 30 this one, then they'll just go down the line. So if there's 5 double qualifiers, then they're taking the top 35. So whatever that number is, that's the goal for me. I mean, you know, obviously you want to win, you want to cash check, all that, but it's all about getting into that year end classic where they're paying $20,000 to win at the end of the year.
Okay. Joe,
for me, I'll be the last, I don't care what it is. I'll just be last guy to qualify. I'll be happy.
Absolutely.
That's where my head's at.
Hey, they do 5 random draws, so all you got to do is show up. You don't even have to weigh a fish. So I'll be happy. I'll be happy if I'm the random draw.
I have a chance.
You guys just want to show up.
I just
for the qualifier or for the classic.
Just want to be there at the classic.
How many cash a check at the qualifier or at the classic?
I don't know how many. You know, obviously the big thing is they're paying $20,000, and you got a 1 in 70 shot here locally to win $20,000. I mean, that's a pretty big deal. And
a lot of money.
That's why that Jetta tournament series is so good. I mean, it draws the most amount of boats out of any tournament circuit on this lake because of that. And it's been around forever. You know, they put on a good circuit.
Okay. We've talked about where you guys are wanting to be at tomorrow. You guys just want to somewhere where you can qualify, essentially. Give me, how many people do you think are fishing tomorrow?
135, 140.
Yeah, I was going to say 130 to 150. I think when I was talking to Kerry at Jetta, he said, you know, their goal is to get 150. And I think they'll be really close. Hopefully they'll make that 150. But that's the thing. Like 150 is, that's even 150 is the biggest tournament on the lake.
Yeah.
You know, so it's, there's going to be a lot of people.
What do the Toyota series usually have? Is it 165?
The one here this year was right at like 150, I think.
Was it?
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's, it's a pretty good turnout for just the Jetta.
It's a local tournament.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So just for guessing purposes, give me a place. Just give me a random number where you think you'll end up.
Right around 112.
112.
162 out of 150.
All right. Perfect. All right. All right, Jordan, I tried to get G in here. I tried to get Grant in here to talk shop. And he was like, you don't want me on this podcast. I was like, come on, brother. Just come in here and talk.
Yeah, G's been talking smack. He's telling everybody you got to be throwing the KVD Sexy Shad from 2009 on Ken Lake Bridge to catch 30 pounds. He loves that video. It's on YouTube. That's one of his favorite things.
So I just got done talking with Joe and Ryan, talking about the Jetta. Have you qualified yet?
I have not.
Not yet. So obviously the plan for this one is to qualify for the Classic coming up in what, September or whenever it is?
I think it's in September. Yeah, September or October.
So what is your game plan? Have you spent all week practicing or no?
No.
No, not at all?
I've got about 2 hours out there. So
all week or just yesterday?
All week.
So do you have a game plan going into tomorrow?
We're going to qualify.
You think so? So
yeah, I'm pretty sure.
You think so? Mm-hmm. Okay, so this one, they've changed it from a 5 fish limit to 3 fish limit. How does that affect what you do during the day? Does that affect you at all?
I typically only try to fish for where the bigger fish are going. So
okay.
I'm going to be out doing my thing anyways. It's not really going to change anything.
So as far as your game plan tomorrow, what are you thinking?
Off the bank.
Off the bank?
Yeah.
Joe said he was going to go out there and just pinata fish. He said he was just going to flail with his rod and see what happens.
Yeah. That sounds about right. He's been complaining all week too.
Yeah. You said already you want to qualify. Obviously, are you planning to cash a check tomorrow or just qualify?
Oh, I mean, I'd like to win.
Of course.
But I'd be happy to qualify. I mean, I need my redemption. I did miss $20,000 in this Classic by 1 ounce last year. So I'd like to get some redemption.
So a tough second place last year, right?
Very tough.
Yeah. 1 ounce is all it took to tie. So actually that brings up a good question. I guess I don't know how that works. When you have something like that, what does it go down to? Is it just biggest fish if you tie?
If you tie, they typically go by biggest fish. Yeah.
Okay. Got it. That makes sense. So we determined that there was maybe going to be about 130-ish, 150-ish people tomorrow. Mm-hmm. Give me an estimate of what place you think you're coming in.
Top 20.
Top 20.
Yeah.
What do you want to say? 16th? Comfortably?
Fifth.
Oh, boy. Top 5.
Yeah.
Okay. So
I'm feeling pretty good about tomorrow. I only got 2 hours out there, but I'm feeling pretty good about it. I mean, I'm being honest with you.
That's all you need.
I like what I saw. I'm going to roll with it. I'm going to get 2 more hours tonight to expand on it, and we'll see what happens.
This isn't airing until next week.
Yeah.
So do you want to say what you plan on, not what you actually threw, but what you plan on throwing or no?
Yeah. I plan on throwing crankbait, swim bait, and a hair jig all day.
Okay. As far as Joe and Ryan go, where do you think they'll end up? Because they said the plan is to qualify, but Joe said he wanted to come in like 112th.
I mean, I'd like to see everybody in the top 30.
Okay.
Everybody here, I'd like to see qualify.
I think it's doable.
That's the ultimate goal. I think out of the 30 qualifiers, five of them are going to be on the bank, and I don't like those odds.
You think so?
So if you're fishing the bank, I think your odds are low. The fish have spawned. They're coming offshore. That's just the way I feel.
Didn't you say you were fishing banks?
No.
Oh, okay.
I will not be on the bank.
Okay. All right. Okay. So the plan is top five, but hopefully top five, yeah. But we're going for top 20.
We're going to qualify.
You're going to qualify. Yeah. Give me a percentage of potentially qualifying.
90%.
So
I feel, like I said, I feel pretty good.
Yeah.
Feeling loose. I'm ready to go.
So give me the scenario in that 10% where you don't qualify. What happens?
I lose every fish I hook. I'm going to get chances. I know that.
What, to qualify, give me the weight you think it's going to take.
10 even?
10 even to qualify.
Yeah.
And that's counting like no double qualifiers or anything.
No, I think that's counting double qualifiers. It's
counting everybody in.
Everybody in, you're going to need 10 even. Even okay. Down to 40th place, I think it'll be 10 even.
Really?
It's not that much.
No, it's not, but I'm just going to assume.
That's two 3 3/4 pound fish, yeah. And then a 3.5. You're 10 pounds. You're right there.
Yeah.
I mean, or one right at 4. And I mean, I'm going to say if it's in the nines, it'll be high nines, right at 10, like heavy 9.
Okay. We'll revisit this next week and just see what happens. Hopefully everyone here qualifies.
We'll see if I won practice. That's what we're going to do.
Yeah. Hopefully.
My 2 hours of practice, we'll see how much I can win. Actually, I'm going to get 2 more tonight. So we'll see.
He's got half a work days of practice.
Yeah. That's it.
I guess that's pretty on par if none of us qualify, or none of you guys, I say us.
Yeah, but I mean, if none of us qualify, we've got something to blame it on, at least. We didn't have a chance to win practice.
We're back Monday after the weekend, took the weekend off. You guys had a stellar weekend fishing the Jetta Marina tournament. Second qualifier, Jordan, you had a great weekend. Ryan, you were there.
I was there.
So I wanted to recap that with you guys. Jordan, you predicted last week. I re-listened to what we did Friday. You predicted top 5, if not top 20. And you sure did. You ended up 14th, cashed for 250. So pretty good weekend.
Big money.
Big money. But you qualified, right?
Yeah.
Like you're going to the Classic.
Yep.
You had a plan of not fishing the banks. Did that end up working out for you? What did you do? What did you end up going with?
Exactly what I told you.
Mm. Okay. Ryan, you predicted 162nd out of 150 people.
Yeah, it was actually, there was 170. So I did better than I expected, I guess.
There you go. You ended up 44th out of, which, how many people, how many boats were there?
170.
Was there 170? Yeah. So only 128 weighed in, or at least that's the number that Jetta released. Jordan, you said last week you would need at least 10 pounds to come in like top 40. And you came in 14th with 13 pounds even. Is that, I mean, first place had what, 15 something? What, 15 pounds and 14 ounces. I mean, I think that's really good for this lake. I wanted to get you guys' thoughts on that.
I don't think anyone predicted that it was going to be the weights that it was.
It was way, way better than I thought.
I mean, that's incredible.
I mean, I thought 10 pounds would be 30th.
Right.
I figured like high nines, like 9, 10, 9, 12, something like that, like just under 10 pounds.
Right. Ryan, you had 10.5 pounds and you came in 44th.
Yep.
Just looking back at the numbers that Jetta released, Big Bass was 6.5 pounds. I mean, I think that's incredible. You guys know this lake obviously a lot better than I do. And you guys obviously got not really grown up here, but you guys fish this at least once every 2 weeks, probably once a week if you're doing Tuesday nighters. I mean, is that good, bad? I want to get you guys' take on how it went.
Which also you didn't include this because I don't think you knew this, but I just found out that I got the lucky random draw. So I actually did make it to the Classic.
Oh my God.
Yep. When you suck at fishing, at least you can be lucky at something else. So like Jordan said, it was way better than, you know, way better than what you would have figured. But what really blew me away is like all year, like we haven't had the 4+ pound fish.
Right.
Or especially the largemouth.
Yeah.
Like I just don't know where they all came from. Like they weren't there in March. They weren't there in April. And then just all of a sudden they showed up, which is really good to see.
Right.
But it's just kind of crazy that they all just showed up all at once.
Yeah. I mean, I think that everyone keeps saying that this lake is, there's going to be great things for Kentucky Lake and Lake Barkley here in the future, which I think, and you guys can say that I'm wrong about this, just from an outside perspective, I think you guys are in it right now. Like this is like the beginning of like the really, really good time for Kentucky Lake. Cause I know last year around this time, everyone was like, oh, next year this lake's going to go crazy. This lake's going to be one of the best in the country, which I don't know if it is.
It used to be once.
It used to be.
It still is. It
can be like, again.
Even when it was at its downtime, like how many lakes in the country does it take 20 pounds to win every single tournament? And it always has, even when it sucked here, like it pretty much always took 20 pounds. Like, yeah, there it trailed off pretty quick, but this lake doesn't get near as much credit even when it was at its down.
Yeah. So one thing that I wanted to talk about, and the same thing goes with like the MLF format, especially with like the Toyota series. I know it was kind of this way last year, but especially this year where you have these qualifiers or these events here in the spring, and then you'll have the tournament or the classic or, you know, the big event way later in the end of the year. Especially in this case for Jetta, like what was the first qualifier was back in March.
End of March. It's always Easter weekend.
Yeah. End of March. And then we just had this one. And then the actual classic is October 9th. Same thing with like the Toyota series, like the very last Toyota for the whole nation is the Plains division. And then what, a month later or not even, it's the actual championship. And the most previous Toyota series was back in March as well. So
April.
Was it April?
Yeah.
Beginning of April.
Grand was like the second week of April.
Okay. So having to fish these events that are in like that series right now versus fishing in the fall, how much does the game plan change?
I mean, it changes so much, you know, based on, you know, spring versus summer versus fall, you know, versus winter. I mean, the patterns change seasonally based on, you know, in the spring you're talking what stage of the spawn, and in the fall you're talking trying to feed up before they, you know, before winter time. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, it's completely different. Fish start roaming a whole lot more, and fishing definitely gets tougher the more you get into the fall.
Right. Jordan, I know it's big for you. Obviously you guys fish the Toyota series, and what Ryan, you're sitting in for Angler of the Year this year or not?
Seventh, yeah, I think.
Seventh. And then Jordan sitting in second right now.
Yep.
Right behind Jake Lawrence, which you guys are really close in points. So that last event's going to matter a lot. So I wanted to get your take on that. How much does it change as far as fishing right now versus in September?
I mean, it just depends on what they're doing. Right. I go to every lake and I don't really care what's been happening, what should be happening. I just figure out what's going on at that moment. So I don't really think about it till I get there. I need to see the water, the temperature, all that. So I don't compare them because there's, I go at it the same way. It doesn't matter. March, April,
doesn't matter.
October, November, doesn't matter now.
Gotcha. So that kind of recaps the Jeddah tournament. You qualified. Ryan qualified through the draw, which is awesome. You guys are going to have a great time in October, I'm sure. Joe, I do not believe he qualified. I don't think he weighed in either.
No, he was ready to head early. To the house.
That's all right.
Some days it's like that.
We've all been there.
Oh, yeah.
We've all been
there. This Jeddah tournament, though, it should have 300 boats in it.
Yeah.
You get to fish for $20,000 at the end of the year.
A right. 1 in 70 shot.
Yeah.
At $20,000.
Which is incredible odds for really anything around here.
Yeah, I mean, it's a local tournament.
Yeah. Yeah. It's I was going to say it's like a bigger Tuesday nighter, but it's
a lot bigger.
Yeah, it's a little bit bigger than that.
No, but I mean, it's in, you know, it's a 1-day tournament for the Classic. Right. And so, you know, you got to fish 1 day. And if you catch the biggest bag, you win $20,000.
Yep. Well, I'm excited for you guys. I think you guys are going to have a great time in October doing that. So switching gears, I wanted to talk about the current tournaments that are happening, or at least tournaments that happened over the weekend.
Yeah. And the Bass Pro Tour Heavy Hitters is going on right now.
Yeah. I looked at, so three notable names right now. David Dudley, who's one of our guys, he runs our stuff, which is awesome of him. Group A, day one, he was sitting in 11th with almost 9 pounds. So 8 pounds, 13 ounces with three fish. Todd Faircloth and Keith Poche, group B after day one. Todd sitting in 5th with 26 pounds, 13 ounces and 10 fish. And then Keith is sitting in 7th. So I think all of them really are going into a really good day two. I don't know if you guys have kept up with it today or over the weekend at all.
I haven't paid much attention to it yet.
Really?
I usually wait till they get down to like the championship.
Yeah.
And then I'll watch it. I'm be honest with you. I still don't understand how all the qualifying, they got to fix that.
Yeah.
Donovan asked me this morning. He's like, so terrible. what's the requirements to get into heavy hitters? I was like, I don't know.
No idea.
Like, yeah. I know you got to catch a big bass at some point last year, but is it like just the top 40 weight?
Yeah.
Or top 20 weight or however many people are in it? I don't know. I mean, it's cool. Like that. Like there is that tournament, but just like there's so much going on.
Yeah. And I'm glad you brought that up, 'cause I was about to bring that up. We had that conversation this morning because I was trying to understand, like, looking through the event pictures just from the day ones, yesterday and then Saturday as well, they're not in their regular boats. They have one unit at the console and then one unit up front at the bow. And I was like, that's not like their normal boats at all. So I was just trying to understand. I still don't really get it.
So they do that for the cup events as well. So it's all like, everyone's a level playing field, you know, mm-hmm. And it's not, you know, especially now, like everybody's like, how electronics, you know, everywhere and everybody's complaining about it, everything like that. You know, this just puts it at an exact level playing field. They're in all the same boat, same motor, same units, everything, which I think that's kind of neat. You know, it's a different facet, but I'm not one to complain about all the electronics because technology is the future of our world. So why shut it out?
Yeah. Video games.
Yeah.
So good luck to those guys, David Dudley, Todd, Keith.
Make the last day so I can watch you.
Yeah, that's right.
That's what I tune in.
I did want to say KVD is fishing it. I don't know if you guys saw that.
It's his last professional tournament.
I've heard that four times. That it was his last tournament.
Well, yeah. So he qualified last year. So like he had a last year's last regular season event. And then he had this year's last Red Crest event.
Yeah.
And then this year's last heavy hitters.
Yeah.
So maybe this will be his last one until
he'll probably be at Bass again.
Yeah, until he decides to try and qualify for the Classic.
You think he'll be at Bass next year?
We'll see.
Maybe. You want to give a percentage on that or no?
50-50.
I mean,
either he does or he doesn't.
Yeah. Well, what's the other 50? Is it retirement or sticking with
a TV show or something?
TV show.
He's got that TV show that's coming out.
Oh, does he?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, he's got a TV show coming out, but the dude's just like a fierce competitor.
Yeah. You just can't quit. Yeah.
He's in second right now, just in day one. And it's, I don't remember the weight, but it's staggering.
So if he wins, make it like 90%. Yeah. If he wins this.
It's bass fishing, especially tournament bass fishing. It's drugs. That's all it is.
Yeah.
So like he's tasting a little bit of that drugs again. He's ready to get back after it.
Yeah. Is that the best comparison you could have to that?
Oh, 100%. We're all addicts.
Yeah. It's a problem.
But the thing is, like, I like to catch bass, but like, I don't think I'd like to catch bass near as much if it wasn't for tournaments.
Yeah.
Like anytime that I'm out fishing, even if I'm not fishing a tournament, I'm thinking about it from a competitive standpoint.
Oh yeah.
And so like, I don't like, even when I go quote unquote fun fishing, I'm not actually just fishing for fun. And that's not necessarily a good thing either, because fishing is supposed to be fun. And that's why we all got into it. That's why we all started when we were younger and that whole deal. But you know, it's the competition that drives me. I mean, growing up playing baseball, you know, everything I do, I want to win. And so it's the competition more than it's fighting the fish or whatever like that.
So when is the last time you guys took a fishing trip just for fun and it wasn't tournament related or competition related?
Without a reason?
Yeah, just to go.
To go for fun?
Because I know your answer. Well,
a long time ago.
Did you not go on your honeymoon?
That was for a reason.
Well.
I'm saying without reason, for fun.
Just to hang out.
A long time ago.
Yeah.
A couple years back.
I'm trying to think.
I mean.
You don't even know.
I mean, when I was a kid, you know, growing up, you know, we'd go. Every summer we'd go on a fishing trip with my dad and everybody, and we'd go up to northern Wisconsin or go up to Canada or, you know, and that was obviously just for fun. Mm-hmm. But other than that, I mean, even when I was younger and I first started coming down here to Kentucky Lake with my dad, like, yeah, it was just technically for fun, but like I was doing it with intentions of learning Kentucky Lake to fish tournaments on Kentucky Lake.
Right.
So like there's another motive in there. And that's the problem. And that's 100% the problem is like, once you've tasted the drugs, you can't get it out of your head. Like you just, that's all you want to think about.
Keep getting after it.
Yes.
Mm. Jordan, same way.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Last thing I wanted to talk about. So the Southwestern division for the Toyota series just wrapped up at, is it Eufaula? Lake Eufaula?
Yeah.
Eufaula?
Yep.
Okay. They just wrapped up. Chris Jones grabbed the win, first place with 46 pounds, 7 ounces. Cole Moore, first place in the standings with 755 points. Levi Thibodeau, 754 points. There's only 1 point off from first and second. And then even looking back at like all the way through fifth place, Colby Miller, 733 points. So not even a 22 point difference. So Southwestern division was super tight in the Toyota series. And that kind of, I wanted to reiterate with you guys, especially they're already wrapped up. They're done.
Yep.
Until whoever has qualified through the Southwestern division is going. Well, is it top 20 or top 25 from each division?
25.
Is it top 25?
Yeah.
So their top 25 is solidified, but you guys have to wait until September? Sometime end in September, somewhere in there to finish up.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's got to be, in my head, that's like, that would be annoying for you guys.
I kind of like the break.
Yeah. I mean, that's a heck of a break. That's half a year break.
No, I mean, it just gives you time to prepare and get ready to go. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think it's kind of an advantage because if you want to go down there in July or August, you have the time to do it. I mean, on the weekend or whatever, whereas the other division, I mean, they're back to back to back.
So just to say again, right now you're sitting in second, right behind Jake. You're sitting in seventh, right?
Mm-hmm.
How comfortable, and this isn't any sort of jinx or anything like that. How comfortable do you guys feel in qualifying?
Not comfortable?
Never comfortable until they tell you you're qualified.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, it's so easy to have a bad tournament.
Yeah. Or not even your fault. Roger Fitzpatrick last year missed the Toyota Championship because his motor broke down.
Yeah.
He couldn't weigh in. So, no, I mean, you never, until you weigh him in.
Never comfortable.
Nope.
No, not at all. I mean, it's nice getting off to a good start and it makes you feel good, you know, going into the last one. But like, you can't be comfortable and just sit back and be like, you know, this one's easy. Because as soon as you do, there's someone right behind you waiting to take your spot.
Right. There's a guy in 30th that's like, I'm going to beat everyone here next tournament.
Yep.
The next 2 weeks, there aren't any sort of super major tournaments or events going on. We're kind of in a lull until the next, I think, Elite Series or maybe the Invitationals, I think, is June 9th or June 10th, something like that. So we'll figure something out next week.
Yeah.
Or maybe 2 weeks from now.
Yep.
And I want to give a huge shout out to Jetta Marina for hosting the Jetta Marina tournaments. You know, the whole crew, Carrie and Donna and the whole crew up there at Jetta, they put on the best tournaments on Kentucky Lake every year and have for the last 30 plus years. And it just continues to get better. So it's always a good thing to fish those events, and it's been awesome.
And for anybody wondering, we appreciate Jetta. Like Ryan said, we've also got a Camus for sale down here. You have any interest in that, get a hold of our Facebook page, our socials. We'll show it to you.
Yeah, you can message us on the Precision Sonar Facebook or Instagram, or you can, do you guys want them to reach out to you guys personally?
However they want to get a hold of us. Yep. If they're interested in the boat.
It's Precision Sonar's boat.
Yeah.
We've got it. We're getting rid of it. So just let us know.
Ryan Fitzpatrick, Jordan Hartman. You can reach out to me.
You but kidding me right now?
I think you messed the last name up there. I was talking about Roger Fitzpatrick.
What
you
I
just
say?
Said Ryan Fitzpatrick.
It's the same thing.
Get it together,
no,
man.
Oh Lord.
You do that on purpose?
Get it together, man.
I figured you did.
What's your last name?
Smith.
Yeah. It'd be a whole lot easier if it was Smith.
Oh, trust me.
Dude,
you're not the one who's had it that same last name for your whole entire life. Dude, so. Yeah.
I get it, especially with here. You know how many McChristians there are in Murray? And my last name's McHouston. I mean, all the time, McChristian, McCustin. I get McQueston sometimes. that one doesn't even make sense. But you can message me on Facebook, but I'm just going to revert you over to Jordan or Ryan Fitzpatrick. So, how did the Jetta go?
Not well.
Not well. What happened?
Didn't catch him.
So, last week you said the tactic was pinata fishing.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's what I did.
And that's exactly what happened.
Yeah, I flailed around like an idiot. I had one blow up on a frog in the first 10 minutes and then didn't catch that fish. Mm-hmm. And then just went downhill.
So you went out, fished with our boss, mm-hmm, Alan. Mm-hmm. Good experience.
Yeah, it was fun.
It was fun.
Yeah.
He knows the right answer.
Yeah, can you say, yeah, I had a fun time.
It was the greatest day of my life.
So I did not realize, we've already had this conversation, but I'll reiterate it. So I didn't know he was going to fish the tournament. So I walked into your office and we started talking about it. And you were like, you should go ask Alan. He fished it with me. So I went in there with the tournament results pulled up. And I said, hey, Alan, I didn't know you fished this weekend. He goes, oh, yeah, me and Joe went out. And I said, oh, I don't see your name on the results sheet. And he goes, do you want to lose your job? So I'm glad you guys had fun. Unfortunately, did not get the results you were looking for. Last week, you predicted 112th out of 150. Mm-hmm. Close.
Very close.
Very close. Very close. Do you want to talk about it? You just what you were expecting versus what actually happened?
I mean, I'm still pretty tender about it, to tell you the truth.
Yeah.
It's still an open wound.
Let's hear it.
It's a big event for me. Mm-hmm.
It's the Catalina wine mixer.
It is. Oh my God. I think my fish just went away. They obviously left. They were shallow.
Yeah.
They were good. I got some good fish, but they, what's the name of this podcast?
I won practice. Yeah.
Yeah. I was officially that guy.
Yeah. You were the spokesperson.
So you know how last week you asked like, oh, practice didn't go good. And
yeah.
And he was like saying Jordan was a sandbagger.
Yeah.
Sandbagger.
I only would have been a sandbagger if I caught him.
That's true.
That's fair. So you said something earlier about you were throwing a frog. What exactly did you say earlier?
Well, I had one smoke it. It just didn't get it. It just, I don't know, it didn't even jump over it. It just drained it. And then the frog was just floating there. Just sitting there, sitting pretty. Mm.
Yeah. I understood every bit of that too.
No good. And then I picked a jig up and I caught some fish on jig. Every single time I get bit, it'd be a 12 incher. Mm.
There's a lot of them. Mm.
We're in a pretty big lull here. There's not really another tournament here, right?
Big tournaments. Stuff, yeah. Yeah,
well, for us, that, well, I say us, but you guys are not fishing anything for a little bit.
I'll fish a Cast Ministries tournament next 2 weekends.
And then that's right.
Weekend off and then another one the following weekend. Mm-hmm.
That's not also Cast, is it?
Yep.
Is it?
I'm not mad about the fact that this not any tournaments.
No, and really, like, don't need any more tournaments for a little bit. Like, need the lake to chill out just for a little bit because there's been a lot of fish caught here in the last few weeks.
And I need to practice.
Yeah.
So it's good little time to not have tournaments.
So I'll ask you guys this. I didn't ask it earlier. So what was the reason Jetta changed it from 5 to 3?
Fish care.
Yeah, fish care is the biggest thing. I mean, it's getting warmer. Knew there was going to be a lot of fish caught. You know, we took off at 5:45. Weigh-in didn't start. First flight wasn't due until 2 o'clock. So that's just a long time with fishing a live well in a lot of post-spawn fish right now. They're not very healthy. So to take care of the resource, put it to 3 fish because we've seen the results of, you know, or we've seen the lake at the low, and we need to make sure we don't get there again.
Right.
Well, I just want to catch them decent 2 days in a row in this place. I can't seem to do it. So,
yeah,
it'll happen.
It's a tricky lake. Like, it is. You just can't just show up here. It's such a spot lake. You know, you can't really go run a pattern all over the lake.
It seems like 3 things that constantly moving water, mm-hmm, current, height of water, and water color.
Yeah.
And it's like day to day, always changing.
Obviously, it's a lake, Kentucky lake. and Lake Barkley, but at the end of the day, it's still a river system.
It's a river.
Yep. It constantly changes. So just when you think you got something figured out, they're going to prove you wrong.
Yep.
All right, guys, that is a wrap on another episode. Be sure to follow us on all of our socials, Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, TikTok. Send us a DM if you want to hear a specific topic or even a guest. Give us some feedback. Once again, we appreciate you for listening.